You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hello and welcome to everybody to Exploding Dice, your Geek.io live play role playing podcast. I'm not sure why I sang that, but whatever. We're here now. I'm being nice because people have migraines and my throat hurts. And I'm CJ with dogs on my feet.
The timing on that.
And joining us as always is Felix Feelbad. He's actually Calabras.
And now
he's just finally proving the fact that he is both a zombie and a vampire, or a zompire. We have Shrouded in Mystery, Rachel.
I may be shrouded in mystery, but I have Girl Scout fruit slices, so I'm a very happy girl right now.
We have Bouncing Carrie.
Hi, I have pizza rolls.
We have glaring at me because I didn't do the thing and he's still not exactly sure if I'm actually doing this, Raul. Yeah,
I want Hot Pockets and Hot Pockets and Hot Pockets.
We have Hot Pockets Monica?
Yeah, okay, hi.
Lisa, I'm giving
you I don't think those pockets are real hot up in...
She wishes they were.
I mean, they're kind of cold, but that's fine. They're always cold in the middle.
Otherwise, just
hot pockets in the pockets, and then your pockets will be hot.
Will it burn my mouth? It'll destroy your mouth. Or you can have it ice cold.
Or both. And, of course, the GDGM, Josh.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, GM Josh.
Bit achieved.
Oh man. Last time we had a changing of the guard on the show.
Yes, we did.
Sure as sugar.
Akita's like, yeah, I'm too fabulous for this and not fabulous enough of his leader. Velfreya, don't screw this up like I did. Also, your job is easily replaceable by Sadie. She's real good at this.
Yep. And Velfreya basically immediately agreed and told Sadie, hey, sorry for not actually acknowledging that you're doing a good job. You're doing enough of a good job that I want you to be the next quartermaster.
Yay!
And then she has to hear about her training with Dizar when they have free time.
And Sylvia got a test subject. I mean, yes.
Yeah, the Hughes were busy.
Sylvia just invented Pop Rocks or something.
Or is trying to invent Pop Rocks without blowing the jaw out. Can we make sure we have some healing potions or some healing spells ready?
Let me get the slime on that.
Akita is now the chief medical officer, so there's that. I am now slime. Wait, what?
Oh, sweetie, we already knew that.
No, I mean, yes. So, yeah. Sylvia invented Pop Rocks and is going to test them out on Fraggle. They may or not be explosive, like actually explosive.
I'm just imagining that scene from the original Willy Wonka.
Yes.
With my TV in the inventing room and all you hear is the bang and you pan over and he's just, you know, flat against the wall.
Yes.
That's some kick.
Sadie is now becoming a baby blacksmith or trying
Yay!
To.
I just want to smack things with metal.
You know, yes.
Metal on metal.
Metal on metal action right there.
We're turning Calabras's suit of armor into the bunny suit of armor.
The best bunny suit of armor.
Yes.
We're going to turn it into Frank. It's going to look like Frank. Please tell me people know that reference.
I do, Ro. I got you.
Yeah. Do I have to admit to it?
Is that a Donnie Darko reference?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That was what I thought. Like, that was the first thing that popped into my head. But I couldn't.
Like, no, I don't want to go out there.
I couldn't figure out how it was related, and I was like,
I'm just sitting here thinking, what's the most evil bunny I know? And it was a toss up between the one from Donnie Darko, which I've never actually seen, and the one from Bill and
Monty Python.
Keep it that way, Josh.
Yeah. No. The one from Monty Python is perfect. It is the paragon of Rabbit Hood. It's not evil. Oh, it's just
title.
It's a paragon of Rabbit Hood.
Oh right, yeah. I need Showbot open.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I got it.
Well, yes, I want it open too because we both do it.
I can't be the only one who remembers the paragon template from 3.5.
No, I do, and that's the one they converted into Mass Effect, basically. It's the reason why you have Paragon and Renegade.
Where it adds like plus 15 to every stat and ridiculous amounts of immunities. And
yeah, that's the reason why 3.5 sucks.
First recording of the evening.
Right.
Now you hold your horses there, CJ.
No, 3.5 is bad. It is really bad. Pathfinder is good. 3.5 is garbage.
You guys ready to get some hate mail on the network?
I actually
liked 4th edition.
4th edition is fine enough.
Oh wow. Okay. Okay. Let's hold this beat down for later.
We probably have other beatdowns to get to, so yeah.
Right. So yes, Josh, take it away and let's roll.
Laughs maniacally.
He did. You know what he did. We know what he did.
And so on and so forth. So yeah, when last we left our heroes, they were on a boat. It's been that way for a little bit now. Sure thing, you might say.
That one really,
well, the thing is, Felix
I'm unsure
muted,
about where this is going, but hopefully there's some landing.
I could see his face starting to contort.
I wasn't going to say anything, and then you brought it up.
See, this is the joy of having you actually properly illuminated now, is I can see the subtle twitches in the face where it's like, oh, he's trying not to break.
Well, what did you say, Rachel?
I said I'm unsure of where this is going, but I like where it's going to land.
Nice.
And well, this ish, I'm getting kind of tired of eating all this ish.
We shall see.
Ocean pun.
Now, let's not rock the boat.
Rock the boat,
don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat, don't tip the boat over.
Please.
Oh, that's cute. That's impossible.
Only one way to find out.
But yeah, you guys have been sailing for overall a little over a week now. You've had some rocky sailing of your own aboard the boat.
And it seems like we've been on this boat for like 3 months.
But is it worse than stairs?
No.
No, because we actually got to fight something here.
We fought bugs and then stairs and then stairs and then stairs.
So yeah. You have been sailing along for a while now. The navigation crew has kept you on course without much of a problem at all. When, you know, pressed for details, most of them will state that the ship practically sails itself.
Yeah, about that.
They don't need a whole lot of
elbow grease.
Elbow grease and course correction as they would on a lesser ship.
So did we just
overstaff?
Overstaff.
We had to. The ship wouldn't let us operate it without everybody staffed.
Yeah, because like there still need to be people on board in case something goes wrong, or in case something does need to be corrected. There need to be people who know what's happening.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, Ravi could get sick for all you know.
Oh, not a computer virus.
Oh, God, no.
Cookie, 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 cookie.
Robbie's cookie policy is that she requires all of them.
Yes. She has no privacy policy. Akira knows intimately.
Oh my.
Oh. Are we going to need to bring up
Hold on, sorry, did I just invent a fucking computer?
Hey man, what he does with his floppy disk.
That won't get you very far.
Akira is binary sexual.
Are we going to need to get Janice from HR here? We need to
Janice from HR is still just Ravi.
She just puts on glasses. Puts the hair up in a bun. So yeah, it's been a week and 5 days roughly since you left Tolvera. And again, had a little bit of rough sailing in personal matters. And then there was the matter of the giant sea monster, but.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I didn't bring up the part of Kasim will be played by me tonight. Delbert is out for personal reasons. We miss him. We will see him next recording session.
Sir, not appearing in this film. But yeah. Your eagle-eyed lookout has informed you that he can see land on the horizon, but you guys might need binoculars.
So we're still some time.
You've still got a couple of hours yet, best estimate, before you'll actually be able to, you know, see landmass yourself, and maybe another hour, maybe two past that, before landfall.
So like 4 hours, 5 hours.
What time of day is it?
Early morning still.
Okay, so we'll probably be able to disembark hopefully by this evening or this late afternoon.
So when is this compared to the shift change?
Probably shortly after morning shift takes over.
I meant more so Velfreya taking over staff.
Oh, that shift change. Okay. It is after the point, so.
All right, so everybody's been alerted and everything like that, and I've made Velfreya wear the hat.
At least once.
It was amazing, and then it got thrown overboard, and I was sad.
She probably just gave it back to you.
And then I probably threw it overboard because I don't deserve this!
And meanwhile, Calabras is like, I told you so.
And then the hat boomerangs back and lands on Frugul's head for some strange reason.
Why am I wearing a hat all of a sudden?
I like it.
Right? Hey, Frugul, you want a hat?
Sure. So it's a captain's hat, right?
Yes, with a big purple feather in it.
You've heard of Puss in Boots. Now get ready for Bear and Bowler.
Oh.
Can I change the color of things?
I would imagine that's pretty easy to do with alteration.
Well, this character doesn't have alteration, Josh.
I'm just saying. Something like alteration, one of the extraordinary abilities.
Does Akira have Genesis? He could just make new feathers.
Yes, he can, and he probably will.
He's just going to kick through the door in the morning.
Feathers!
But I would imagine if you wanted to change the color of something in a more mundane fashion, you could probably do it with learning, you know, chemical dyes and whatnot.
Go ask Sylvia. So,
since it's still like early morning, I'm guessing we're all still just waking up, right?
If nothing else, you guys have probably had, you know, breakfast and whatnot.
Okay, I'm going to say, how early in the morning? Because Kasim and therefore thusly Sadie are break of dawn people.
it's probably, if I had to give it a canonical 24-hour clock time frame, probably around like 10, 30, 11.
So after all the good fast food restaurants, and by that I mean Jokido making food come out really fast. Because this freaking kitchen.
Hey, he's going to get back to like a mundane kitchen and be like, oh.
Where is the microwave?
How could you people not have a toaster? What's a toaster? You take the bread and you put it in and it go chunk and then it go shunk.
And it toast the bread for you. None of this butter and pan nonsense.
But Joko, I like the butter in the pan.
They take too long. We panhandle it.
Which is actually funny because there are like some old school style toasters where it's just a long like fireplace handle with two metal plates that you put the bread between and put it over the fireplace.
Yes.
I have a sad.
Why do you have a sad? Is this in character or not in character?
No, it's not in character. Okay. I want a fruit smoothie and everywhere's closed.
Oof.
DJ, I guess you're making a fruit smoothie.
Big mood.
We don't have any fresh fruit in the house. That's the problem.
DJ, I guess you're growing oranges in the backyard.
Right.
I mean, I could make it on the smoothie, but that doesn't sound very appetizing.
I was like, so which am I acting as CJ or am I acting as Jokido when Sadie comes in? I'm sad.
Yes. I would be totally okay with Jokiro telling me, sorry, baby girl, you are out of luck.
Sorry, baby doll, you be out of luck.
But Joki!
I know. Have a banana.
Will you share it with me?
No, dear. I will not be touching that.
But it's so good.
It is better all for you, baby doll. Pat.
Have a bite.
Actively backs away.
No lucky banana.
Yeah,
banana.
The annoying thing where kids just shove things in your mouth.
They do that?
God.
My son comes up and does that to me on a regular basis. Here, mom, and I'm like, what the hell are you throwing in my face now?
Yeah, if a small child thinks you should try something and you are not actively covering your mouth, good luck.
It's your mom, look!
Yeah, it gets shoved into your mouth. Like, okay, yeah, sure.
Hashtag small children problems.
Right.
Oh, Josh, you said that people have taken their new posts, right?
Yes.
So Sadie's down in the blacksmith.
Well, technically Sadie's post is quartermaster. She's in Velfreya's old offices.
Yeah, but she's
just apprenticing under Dazar.
I am wherever I want to be.
And she can
everywhere you want to be.
Well, that's the nice thing about being quartermaster on the Wave Razor is that since Robbie like keeps all the inventory, you can basically do that job wherever you want.
Yep.
The marvels of the modern age.
Right.
From, 300 years ago.
Well, I want to upgrade my sword. Like, I want to, like, have it sharpened and maintained before we disembark.
Sharpening should be pretty easy, especially with the forge you guys have access to. Any sort of upgrade probably would have been taken care of during the week and some change that you guys have been traveling already. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you want to get it, a quick sharpen in before landfall is made, that is totally possible. And probably something Dazar would have Sadie do as practice.
Yeah, because didn't Fragul mention wanting to get some sword made out of the true metal that we had, and then Dazar told him, yeah, after I'm done with Calabras's armor?
Yep.
Has she been working all week on Salabras's armor?
No, that was done in a couple of days.
So did he get a new sword made?
Yeah, I mean, if he, brought her the materials and said, hey, make this.
Yeah, he took a true metal ingot for his own, for the express purpose of, I want a sword.
Absolutely.
I also took true metal to make fix my armor.
Yeah, because it got gnawed on.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, and my true metal went to saving the kids, geek-io.net/extra-life.
Because that's a thing that's still going on, and you can still donate.
Pretty much regardless of even Hello Future people, like, if you're listening to this, there is like a 99% chance that I have set that up already for that the year that you're listening to this. So,
But yeah, there was a while where everyone was walking up to the Crown Prince of Tolvera and handing him an ingot and asking him for favors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was giving
and
him...
Really, all you have to do is buy him a drink.
Mine was two or three of them, like, actively two or three of them. They're like, I just want my kids to be taken care of.
So yeah, as far as getting, I guess we'll go into wrap up phase for your boat journey.
Yes.
As far as getting armor repaired, it is as good, if not better, than new, Calibras. If there was anything cosmetically that you wanted done with it, make it more intimidating, make it less intimidating, give it just a new feel in general, it's done. Her craftsmanship is unparalleled to anything you have seen, even in your time.
Damn, horns and a skull face. That's what I want.
By the way, with Sadie
is that and actually
yeah, why not?
With Sadie and Dazar working together in the same area, Akira is never far from there, just going, okay, yeah, I'm here. This is good.
Yeah, let me just watch.
No, don't mind. I don't need anything. I'm just here.
So just, what I'm hearing with that, since I was not at Extra Life, I'm just going to assume that Aki is taking in the views.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Well, I have never, like, I see.
Oh, I know Aki goes every which way. I mean, he's.
Well, I have always enjoyed Dazar. Like, since Josh introduced her, I'm like, yep, this is my NPC ship. I like tall, strong women who are not afraid to speak their mind or something.
And then you have this little tiny thing who punched you in the face.
So yeah. Short, strong women who aren't afraid to speak their fists. I mean, mind.
Exactly.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah. So as far as getting Calibras' armor finished up, and yeah, the skull face and horns, absolutely no problem. As far as the quality of the armor itself goes, she's managed to put some really just fascinating levels of work into the armor itself.
I promise it's not a smiling skull face, though.
Grinning skulls are just as creepy as regular skulls.
Not more so.
I'm going to purposely say this. It's going to have a lopsided grin because. So it's kind of got that.
It's still very horrifying, though.
Right.
Yeah.
But Sadie is not going to be able to look at Calibras with a straight face ever again.
At least you know what you're getting when he's coming after you.
Exactly. You know what he's about.
Service with a smile. Funeral service, that is.
Funeral service with a smile.
Yeah, exactly. In there. The armor itself has gone up in guard.
Ooh.
From her work on it and reinforcements with the true metal that you brought her. Its guard rating has gone up 1. It's allowable fortitude has been reduced by 1, and if it had any speed penalty to it, that has been reduced.
Oh my god.
It is harder, better, faster, and stronger.
Yeah, it is.
And as far as the work itself goes, the only thing that's really drastically different, other than the way it feels and what you asked to be put in there, on the inside of the breastplate is her brand now, which is a hammer striking down on the peak of a mountain.
I am okay with this.
She didn't remove any brandings that may have originally been there from the original Smith, but considering the amount of work she put into it, she is claiming it as her work now.
I ain't gonna stop that. She kind of deserves it, to be honest.
Also, probably not the wisest idea to try to stop it.
Exactly.
I mean,
someone's learning.
You saw what, I mean, Sadie has similar, if not same, might score as you, and she went toe to toe with Dazar and was able, and like Dazar was able to hold her off.
Did I go into a full rage on that, CJ, or did
yes.
I just?
Well, the first time you didn't. Like, I just rolled regular might, which is still strong because it's fueled by your curse mark, and then she like put you in your place, and I got to awesomely scream at Sadie, and it was fun.
Okay.
And then, yeah, she was smacking back at you, and the one time I rolled really well, Josh fluffed over. I think I might have actually gotten over her guard once.
Oops. Sorry, Zara.
Destructive is dumb.
It's not a problem. It's almost like I knew it wouldn't be an issue if Sadie went in on her for some reason. But yeah, so that is as far as Calibras's armor upgrades go. With as far as getting Fragul a shiny new sword from his true metal ingots.
Spear.
Did I say sword?
I meant spear.
No, Fragul getting a sword.
Oh, Fragul. Oh. I'm stupid. I'm sorry. I mean,
if you had wanted a spear made, that's totally fine. That is something we can definitely take into account and have done.
No, it's fine.
It's not an issue. But I know Raul had mentioned having Fragul a new sword made. He specifically collected ingots for it. It is... She took your particular styles into account. So she did turn out another katana for you. Since that seems to be your preferred sword style.
Real metal, just not transmuted, like,
yes,
wood and stone.
We get to play with metal. I'm so happy.
And as far as the actual sword itself goes, it's not too terribly different from the katana you were already using in terms of the way you use it. I mean, it's katana. We didn't go reverse blade on this thing or anything crazy like that, but it does pick up the swift property.
Ooh.
It is the lightest blade you have ever held, and it is immaculately balanced.
So that means, Raul, you get advantage 2 on initiative rolls.
Advantage 2 on initiative?
Yep.
Because you intend to use that on your first round of combats.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that's what Swift is. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, wow. I can actually set the default advantage, disadvantage.
Yeah, there you go.
And set. So I guess with disadvantage, you would just put -2, right?
No.
No, -2.
Yeah, you would still put it in the default advantage, disadvantage. You would still put 2 and then flip that little thing that says neither advantage to disadvantage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's always a little pop-up when you're rolling for stuff like that.
Gotcha. All right, so maybe I won't go next week.
Ooh. Yeah.
Phantom sounds.
What is that? What?
So, since I also am now ultimately in a... Ooh. Ooh. Something's happening.
My cord's being dumb.
Oh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, CJ.
I don't want anything, like, special made or anything like that. However... Since I am ultimately useless at this point in time, could I practice on doing that thing that I asked you that I could do, maybe?
I suppose.
I promise I won't animate any more brooms if you let me do it.
I think we can reach an agreement with that.
Sweet. So Akira is going to come out and hit a thing with a staff of light.
Broomba, like, the return.
Any random thing?
He'll go into the gym, obviously, and he's like, hey, look! And, like, hard light construct a few sword, like, a hard light sword, and, like, start attacking the training dummy with it. Guess me losing my shit on my father issues allowed me to focus a little bit more. So Josh basically let me have a Green Lantern ring.
It's just, you know, Gold Lantern.
Yes. I am now the Gold Lantern.
But is that better or worse than the White Lantern?
Yes.
Everything's better than White Lantern.
People have some opinions there, apparently.
Oh, no, anyways. I'm just messing around.
it's not a great thing. Okay. Sweet. I can now attack with creation. As long as I don't animate any more brooms.
It's a sacrifice that he's willing to make.
I am. Eventually, I might, like, try to animate a syringe to see how that works.
auto injector.
Exactly.
Fregul still has a couple of them mounted in his room.
Just the broom head on a plaque like a trophy.
That's how he found out his new sword's really fast. Like a broom just comes by, just shunk.
See, what you do is you have the broom on one side and the old sword on the other crossed, and that's the beginning of your coat of arms, and the motto on the banner is clean room, clean mind, clean kill.
Yes.
And the second line down, no ish.
So no ish ands or buts.
It was the sword and what else?
The broom.
Your old sword and the broom that you killed are crossed. Like a coat of arms.
Akira sees you do it like, I'm not even mad, I'm impressed.
Interior design with Fregul.
Yeah. Does Desire do like any sort of like leather working and stuff as well, or is she all metal all the time?
Most of her leather working is like armor craft style.
Okay.
She can't do. I mean, if you need something done cosmetically, she's not terrible at it. But if it's, you know, something more than like fancying up the saddle for a horse or the wrap for a pommel.
Yeah, I was thinking more like belt and pouch and stuff like that, if we have anybody on board who does that stuff, and then some metal fixings for tailoring stuff.
The metal fixings she can absolutely do, no problem. And those probably don't take much time at all.
Yeah. If she'll specifically ask that they like that she base any cosmetic stuff on the aesthetic features of the ship itself.
So lots of swooshies.
But yes, lots of
this
swooshies.
Doesn't mean anything. I'm just testing something out. Don't worry. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and Velfreya, once we hear the land ho, is going to put the finishing touches on the stuff on like the clothes she's been making for the kids, and excuse herself into her room and be in there for a little while. I don't know what that is.
Sound of clothes rustling?
Ah, yes.
Yeah. So does anybody else have any unfinished business they wish to attend to?
Sylvia?
It's like midday, right? Ish.
No, that's dinner.
Midday-ish is lunch.
Time for more bananas.
Sylvia's like just now rolling out of bed. So
girl after my own heart.
But she's pretty much done all of the things that she wanted to do. So she's rolling out of bed going to find some food. Cause you know.
Ah, baby doll, long night.
They always are.
Mm. Use this coffee that Kasim seems to enjoy so much.
Ooh, that'll help wake me up, I hope.
Oh, yes, it is very strong. Mazran blend. He taught me how to make it.
If you don't do it right, it attacks you.
Exactly. You have to roll. He says you have to roll a constitution save, but that is a different system as far as I can tell.
Meta monkey.
Oh. Oh.
Meta monkey.
So she'll take the coffee and go sit down, and like her eyes aren't fully open yet, so she literally just rolled out of bed, went to get coffee. Like that's yeah.
After the first sip, it's gonna be like the old pull down blinds. I see sound.
It's like Fry after his 300th cup.
Yes. Yeah. Transcending time and space.
And Kasim,
the power of coffee.
Kasim will be in the corner just glowering at you, because that's what Kasim does on this ship, is just glower at people in the break room or train. Like those are the two things that he does. He's cool with everybody. He only doesn't glower at Jokiro and Mora.
I mean, we did kind of quarantine him.
Yeah, everybody else, he just sits there and stares at while you're there.
To be fair, there are two people that you don't want to piss off on a ship. The people in charge and the cook.
Yeah. And
yeah, I feel like those are the only two people that you wouldn't. Like, I feel that just applies to everything.
Yeah, not just on the ship, literally.
Not just to a ship, just literally everything.
Kasim doesn't have anything else. Like, he spends most of his time up on deck, like, just doing his blade
training. Quiet contemplation.
Exactly. I would imagine he probably would spend a lot of time in the atrium that we have, in the arbory. Strictly because it's a new experience.
Oh yeah, that much plant life in one spot is probably a real wild concept for him.
Yeah, and I could see him spending a lot of time in there just like being to himself, like because it is so foreign to him, but it just kind of relaxes him.
I mean, not that the area he's from is, you know, barren desert, but I would imagine there's a stark difference between desert oasis greenery and this level of greenery.
Yeah. There's no cacti or palm trees or soul. Very fascinating.
So very, very fascinating. Yeah, so.
I would say that he would probably, but we have another Mazarin on deck, right?
Aya.
I would imagine that between the two of them, they tell people how to say things properly and give proper etiquette for, you know, meeting Mazarin people.
Yeah. As far as etiquette lessons go for the non-natives, you're given kind of the Cliff Notes version of the language, you know, how to ask, you know, where the bathroom is.
But do we know how to ask where the library is? That's always the first thing they teach you in any language is, hello, my name is so-and-so, where is the library?
Yes, you know how to ask where the library is.
Velfrey and Sadie are very happy.
As communication shouldn't be too terribly difficult, primarily because there is a lot of cultural bleed between Mazra and Tolvera specifically because of the trade deals.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't run into huge amounts of communication issues until you get towards the outskirts of Medina or, you know, beyond that.
Okay.
Most people will be able to at least Mazra equivalent of English you.
Yeah, so yeah, it's like going to Cozumel in Mexico. Like there's enough English spoken there that we can communicate, even though it is nobody's first language.
Yeah, it's not pretty, but you can definitely get your points across without too much problem. As far as cultural stuff goes, probably the biggest quote unquote concern is for the female members of the party. Mazarin women usually cover their heads, wrap up the hair and everything, which wouldn't be a terrible idea considering you're going into a desert. It's going to be fucking hot.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, since you're getting so close to landfall at this point, you've probably noticed the temperature steadily rising over the past couple of days. Not like drastic amounts of increase, but it is definitely warmer than when you left Tolvera.
Man, I wish there was my hat.
It's going to get annoying.
Yeah, says the man in full metal armor.
I feel like Sylvia is around things that explode and catch on fire a lot, so she's like, oh, this is cool.
How brisk.
That's brisk, baby.
Those commercials.
Oh, man.
But yeah, outside of that, if everyone has their business wrapped up, I suppose we should probably consider getting you guys to port.
Rachel, you're the only one who didn't give us the okay to...
Yeah, I guess. I'm going to end up running out of metal material, so we might as well find some more metal.
Those strange
new place. Let's find new metal.
Mazarin metal. You can go to the Mazarin metal mercantile.
Metal.
Shiny metal.
She's gonna be the weirdest Allomancer ever.
Right. I don't know whether to eat it or just look at it.
I might lick it a little bit, but shh.
Take a chomp out of it.
Don't tell the seer. Do not tell the seer if I lick the metal.
All right. So, yeah.
So we go back to the whole bad guy samurai thing. It's but instead of Fregol licking his sword, it's Sadie.
No, I'm not that bad yet. Let me have this. I will hurt you, Aki.
Did you quench this in water? Come on. For a good quench, you need oil.
I'm not stopping you from doing anything, girl. As he pops back a drink of probably some kind of honeyed leaf beverage. Because last time I referenced anything actual thing, Josh is like, that doesn't exist. Fine. Tea doesn't exist.
Tea exists. Tea is a good beverage.
Belfreya definitely lives off of tea. Like, she probably has an entire tea station set up in her room with like different varieties.
My old room smells weird.
No, I can see Sadie like hot leaf herbal juice. Lemonade kind of girl.
Herbal lemonade.
How can a member of my own family say such a thing?
Thank you, Felix.
I got you.
You say herbal lemonade, Rachel?
Herbal.
I don't know what herbal lemonade is.
No, not herbal. Maybe like berry flavored, but not herbal.
So mostly just lemonade is what Sadie.
Strawberry means. Lemonade. Yeah.
Or raspberry.
Anything but banana lemonade, because that would be
weird. That sounds weird. No.
That would be very, very weird.
Which I think I need some of that. So yes, we should go land because I need to go find metal.
Alrighty. So yeah, you guys are sailing along, and even though you were alerted to the upcoming landfall, it's still a bit surprising to see something else, you know, from what you're used to seeing. Coming up. So
map.
We have our nice little map change here.
Yeah, a new map.
And
spicy.
Welcome to Mazra.
Bum bum bum.
Ta da!
What side of, we're landing on the right side, correct?
Yes. Otherwise, that would require a lot more sailing.
You know what? I think I'm all right for right now.
Oh, okay, there we are.
Yeah, sorry. Because I changed maps, I had to, you know, actually retrieve boat icons and whatnot.
Boat cons.
Boat con.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, Remy's a transformer.
But yeah, you guys see land ahead of you. And obviously there is a very large city. Probably at bare minimum, the size of Tolvera. Looming ahead.
Akira. Rubs his hands together.
Showtime!
Yeah. Well, Valfreya's finally going to come out of her room, and she looks a little bit different.
Oh?
Well, for one, she looks distinctly uncomfortable. She's got her hair back up, top half pulled back with the braids back in it. But she finished the project she's been working on the past couple of weeks. She was making herself some new stuff out of the Versilk we got. And she's based it on the ship itself, on the color scheme of the stuff around them, and looking up actually the old design drafts for the staff uniforms that were originally intended to be worn on the Waverazor. So we're going back to some Enlightenment era fashions. And
it's very swooshy.
Yes, she's still got the long white coat with the big cuffs, but instead of just a little bit of silver embroidery, it's gold, silver, and red. And red shirt underneath, white vest to match, and then like dark gray trousers with the gold and the silver on there. And judging from how she looks, like her expression while wearing it, she was not expecting it to come out this fancy. Like she's copied the patterns and stuff of the things on the ship. And then on the right shoulder where her tattoo would be is the symbol for her rank that she embroidered on there.
Not bad. Good to know the fairies that I was helping you out with led off to something all right.
Well, I've actually been designing this since we got on the ship. I didn't think it would be quite so ornate, but...
Needs more.
No. No.
He writes some notes down.
Don't make me get the spray bottle, Aki.
He's not going to do anything. He's just writing notes down.
You have your art. This is mine.
I'm not doing
anything. I'll snap
anything.
Them for you.
I'm just writing notes down.
Why is Sadie so, like...
slap happy for Aki?
Yeah.
Because it's, I mean, it's Aki. Let's face it. He was the guy that kind
of... He's got a punchable face.
Well, yeah, that too. No, remember there was a issue with my sister at one point that I never really forgave him for? So, you know, maybe someday I'll forgive him, but that day is not today. And if I can punch him in the face and make myself feel better, I'm okay with that. Does that sound about right, Aki?
Sure. Whatever floats you, little one.
I'll show you little.
Sorry, I've been hanging around with, well, been listening to Jokuro.
Oh, Freya kind of raises an eyebrow at that.
Just listening, because he won't stop talking. Jokuro just smirks. the arms across his chest. He's right.
By the way, lemonade.
Lemonade acquired. All is right with the world. So yeah, you guys start heading towards the city of Medina. Obviously, adjustments are made to the course speed because the city was kind of coming up fast for a little bit there. Let's not plow right into the docks.
Yes.
Probably not a great idea.
Yeah, let's not drift into the harbor either.
Exploding dice, master and drift.
Akira starts blaring Deja Vu.
Deja Vu, I just been into space before.
Yes, that.
Deja Vu!
There's Deja Vu.
But yeah, outside of that, it's going to be not exactly the same situation. The ship barely fits. You can pull up to the dock without too terribly much issue, but it's like the very end of the dock.
Is there room for the other ships to maneuver around?
Yeah, sort of.
Should we move?
That depends. Are you going to be that guy in the parking lot, or?
Actually, so there's probably people like gathering on the dock, right?
Yeah, unsurprisingly, your boat's causing a bit of a stir.
Okay. So I'm going to head over to like where we would have the gangplank. I'm going to go talk to the officials and get us all settled in. Does anybody want to come with?
Nakita goes, I can if you need me.
Anybody else coming?
I should probably go.
Yeah, I think Frago needs some time off this boat.
Okay, well, we're going to be getting everybody off soon.
I mean, ultimately, everybody is going to go off, but really, anything major off the ship, I would like to be present for, considering...
Yeah, it's our jobs.
It kind of goes hand in hand.
I can just bolster presence, so if I'm just, you know, I can be a good talkie bot.
Aw, pat.
Come on, you're more than a face.
I'm okay with staying on the ship until we're like all like really ready to go. I don't need to be part of the original, you know.
She doesn't need to be where the people are.
She has explosions.
I don't need to. I mean, I could set off like sky entertainment as we pull into the dock. That would be cool.
That might not be the best idea.
Yeah, it could come off as cannons.
Explosions.
I mean, yeah, that's what I figured. So I'm not going to do that, but
yeah,
it definitely crossed my mind.
If that suggestion was brought up to Velfreya, her response would be, well, let's ask them if they would like a show first.
You'll want to see a magic trick.
And then if they do, then we can give them the best entertainment they've ever had.
That would be great.
All right, so time to hop on the gangplank and go approach the officially people.
Yeah, Akira is a healthy distance back from Vel and Sadie.
Yeah.
Like, I know where my space is, and I am literally just here to make sure that you guys are less likely to stumble over your own tongues.
Do-do-do.
Right?
Yeah, just next stuff.
So do they say anything, or are they just kind of watching us / the boat?
I mean, you guys are under pretty heavy scrutiny as you, you know, park and drop anchor.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll lead the way down and try and find like the person who actually looks like they're in charge.
Probably a good idea.
So
this is where you say hi, Velfreya.
Well, no, I was waiting for Josh to see if he was gonna have them like say anything to us. I'll approach them and, you know, give a polite bow. Hello, my name is Velfreya. I'm captain of the Wave Razor. This is Sadie, my quartermaster.
Sadie just nods.
And with us is Akira, our chief medical officer. I have papers from the Prince of Tolvera. Everything's official here. She'll hand those over. Clearly, we do not fit at your dock. We're here on a peaceful mission. I was wondering where would be a better place for your harbor for us to weigh anchor.
Well, that is a very large ship.
Yes, it is.
Do not believe that there is any place in the harbor that would be particularly good, but, well, perhaps if we can relocate it to one of the far sides, we can redirect the other ships around it.
Just tell us where and we'll happily move.
Very good. Kind of looks over the papers a little bit. Business for the Crown Prince of Tolvera, then.
Yes, sir.
Interesting.
I shall have to see that this gets to the Malik.
Greatly appreciated. Tell me, have there been stories of anything unusual happening in town?
In town?
Or outside of it.
Not to say, no. There was... Some of the trade ships were saying that they saw terrible storms en route. But...
Worse than usual?
Well, unseasonable at least.
Fair.
And there was one report of a black sheep, but we have seen no ships in the dock matching that description, so...
A black ship?
As I have heard it anyways.
See, and she looks really thoughtful at that. Well, thank you for the information. We would, of course, like to resupply once we get stationed. I'm sure Sadie is more than capable of speaking to the authorities on that matter.
If I need to, absolutely.
And
very good.
Let's get settled, shall we? We would all very much like to have feet on dry land.
That is one of the finer things of sailing, I would say, but...
First long voyage, you understand.
So it is. Wonk. So yeah, a courier is called over. They take the official documentation, and it is carted off. It's not a terrible ordeal to get the ship relocated. Probably unsurprising to those of you who have already been aboard it, but to the people in the docks, it can go in reverse.
Woo! We're a fancy ship.
Super fancy.
Does it do the like beep beep?
Wom wom wom. Beeps are so inelegant.
Move out the way. Move out the way. That's his backing up.
And yeah, as the ship redocks on the far side of the harbor, once everyone has disembarked, it shifts slightly. Mm. Not to the same level of the way you guys first found it, but it does seem to sort of compress in on itself slightly. Some of the panels close up, the sails vanish.
So it's not quite as in the way.
Not as quite, and so yeah, like good luck getting that thing to move.
So it's like the pop-up campers that just pop down.
Yep, just to slightly less of a degree. It's not in the same emergency mode you guys broke it free in, but it's definitely not at its full capacity at the moment.
Yeah. And when you say everybody, is Remy out of there as well?
Yes.
Remy, do you want your cloak or do you want to go as is?
I suppose for the time being, it would be in everyone's best interest if I at least kept most of myself covered.
Indeed. Garrix aren't as well known in Mazra, but you will still attract a fair bit of attention.
I have noticed.
She'll help you get out, get on the, or she'll help him get out on the cloak that she made him.
a cloak.
It's designed to offer as much mobility as possible while staying on.
It's probably like several cloaks, so it's got, you know, arm slots and...
Yeah, panels and whatnot.
But yeah, needless to say, the docks creak a little bit as he goes stomping down them.
We go over in Tolbera.
As we're walking, so we're all walking down the docks, right? We'll try and get into the...
Well, I mean, you're not sitting at the dock of the bay.
Yeah. So, Frank Gould is going to keep his distance away from the morning's catch.
Ah, yes. All those gleaming, glistening, glorious fish.
He's going to make sure make sure that that Calabras is between him and the fish.
I want to tell him, don't you dare.
I'm going to tell him, don't do it. He's got to find out one of these days, not when we're on a diplomatic mission.
Today is not that day.
Don't worry, Frogwell, I'll protect you.
Yeah, I knew you'd have my back, bestie friend.
Man, it is hot here.
Masra is probably, a desert.
You could probably cook eggs on the gauntlets.
Probably. Are you all right? That's not too hot for you.
Well, I mean, and he kind of holds an arm up and you can watch, you know, the little heat waves rising off the backs of the gauntlets. It's probably real hot, but I can't actually clang, clang, clang.
Well, it would be radiating off of them towards him, right? Like, towards the rest of him that is not in the gauntlets?
I mean, legs are a little warm when I've got them down, but... These things are real weird, all right?
They really are. Let me know if you want, like, a cloth cover or something to make the heat less intense.
Yeah, we'll see. Don't get too close. I don't want to singe anybody.
Akita is going to ask and look around to see if anybody is looking incredibly uncomfortable.
I mean...
Like, anybody who just is not able to handle this kind of heat and looks obviously like it.
How's Calabras doing? Because he's wearing an oven.
Ding, cows are done. Ding, cows are done. Ding, cows are done.
Nah, I mean, he doesn't seem bothered by the heat.
Not that any of us could see that if he would be bothered.
I mean, he's not complaining about it.
If you watch, there's actually just a trail of sweat coming from his boots.
Sweaty footprints in the sand.
As we're quietly talking, I mean, Akira, I'll say it, you know, outward. Does anybody need some relief from the heat? I can have it so you're not dying out here.
Actually, that'd be very much appreciated, dear.
Who is that?
The lady.
Wait, Lysai? yes, absolutely, Lady Lysai. And he is going to... So help me God, if I can make her survive in space with this, I'm going to laugh.
To the moon, Alice!
Sustenance. So she no longer needs to eat. That's good. Yeah, just one moment, Lady Lysai, and sorry for the touch. It really only works. It works best this way. And he just like puts a hand on her shoulder, and like the golden light just kind of radiates into her.
Oh, that is much better, thank you, dear.
And you also might not need to eat for the next 24 hours. Just as a heads up.
After effect.
Well, we'll see about that once we get to the markets.
Yes, ma'am.
Might not need to or shouldn't.
Yeah,
she can eat. She just doesn't need to.
She won't starve.
Yeah.
So since we're in a desert, Josh, we've got people walking around who are like covered head to toe, male and female, right? Like they have the whole the whole cloak and hood, right?
Well, I mean, yes, the cloak and dagger look.
Not cloak and dagger, but it's like they've got like the hood and.
Wow,
and like,
I didn't know you were a racist.
You really tried to dodge around being racist, which hashtag America life.
I don't know what it's called.
It's called a turban.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Well, now I'm the racist.
Now you're the racist.
They're covered. They're probably like dressed weather appropriately to keep the sun off of them, if that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Yes. As was mentioned before you guys arrived, all of the women pretty much have their heads wrapped up a bit. Hijab style, essentially.
There it is. That's what I was trying to think.
Yeah, but it's not for religious purposes. It's strictly for the fact that we live in a desert, and let's face it, dry desert sand in long hair.
Coarse and gets everywhere.
But yeah, the clothing in general, those of you who remember like Aya's picture back when we were selecting your crew, which was all of them, as it turned out. All of the clothing is very light, very flowy. There's a lot of open vests, sensitive bits just kind of wrapped.
So we're talking about like Aladdin dressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really the only things that are needing to be covered are the things that should be covered in some cases.
Masrabian night.
More or less. But holy crap, there's a lot of color here.
I love it so much.
even the buildings, as you start getting, you know, towards the edge of the docks and towards, you know, the city proper, there's a lot of really intricate artwork along the edges of the buildings and around the windows and the arches that stretch between buildings, and it's all bright, vibrant, detailed colors and patterns. And it's really almost overwhelming to look at. Because it's like I said, it's so much more than you're used to seeing. Because while Tolvera was very nice and very elegant, everything was very streamlined and consistent. And for lack of a better term, kind of bland.
Oh, I get like, heaven here.
The architecture was nice, but it wasn't extravagant like this.
And he is walking, keeping up with everybody, but jotting things, so many notes down.
I am so.
What I'm hearing is this place is really extra.
It is extra AF.
I am so excited.
Extra as foretold.
Yes, extra as foretold.
I can't wait to go shopping.
Unsurprisingly, even, you know, while still on the docks, you guys are drawing a lot of attention.
Yes!
Well, yeah, we're all 6 feet tall and you've got a giant bear with you.
I'm not 6 feet tall.
She's, I think that's so. I think
also,
the two
I don't huge, think I'm 6 feet tall, but
yeah,
I
the two huge girls are the only people not in the 6 foot tall club,
and the kids.
No, and the kids, though. Yeah. Though Caleb's close.
Yeah, but you got Akira, you got Valfreya, you got Calibrath, and you got the giant bear.
Not to mention Remy.
Yeah, we've got a giant hulking cloaked figure following us
but
around.
Remy's what, 10 feet tall?
10 feet tall.
Yeah.
So I know. So Fragor talking. So I know we came here for a reason. What was that reason again, guys?
Remember the puppeteer monster we fought in Tolvera?
The one that you hit with that light?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
We're here to find that and defeat it.
Okay, let's go. Let's start asking around, see if anyone's seen a dark shadow puppeteer.
I think we would know if they'd seen it, dear.
I'm not so sure about that.
You kind of messed up the entire city of Tolvera, much less here.
If they'd seen it, we would know about it. But
we certainly know about it.
It's very likely that it's here and lurking in the shadows. We don't know how long it was in Tolvera before it struck.
But since you guys are off the boat and officially welcome to Mazra, and specifically the grand city of Medina, I think that is where we will call it an episode.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You have conquered the stairs. You have mastered the stairs, even. You sailed your boat across the ocean, and now you can deliver the heart of...
God damn it, Josh.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Greatly appreciate it. If you want to email the show, you can do so by emailing show@geek-io.net. Just make sure you put exploding dice, role-playing, something like that in the subject line, and we will read it on the show. If you want to support this show and everything that we do over the Geek.io network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io. By the way, if you're listening to this and have not listened to it already, this will be sent out next Wednesday, so the other one's not out yet. There is an episode of what we recorded at the Extra Life Gaming Marathon for what we are lovingly calling the Kaiden. Episode 1 is up right now as we speak. And episode 2 will be airing next Friday as of this recording. And if you are going to this in the future, hello, future people. Both those episodes are there free of charge. But while you're there, if you wouldn't happen to mind going over and clicking that become a patron button, $20 level will get you access to our NPC tier, which will get you access to our NPC lounge. There are donuts, always kept fresh. There's good Mazarin coffee. And ignore the bear. He just wants your ish. That will also let you listen to us when we record these live. That is the big thing that we have going on here. You also get unedited recordings and everything else that we do by going over to patreon.com/geek.io. For all of us here, we will see you right back here next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Walter Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Set you up for that, you didn't follow through, and it made me sad.